We will continue our $400 million per year investment in housing. That's workforce housing, affordable housing, supportive housing, multifamily housing. People want to be in Connecticut. People want to move to Connecticut. And the only thing slowing us down is a lack of housing. Last year, we built 70% more housing than just 8 years ago.
You're hearing from Governor Ned Lamont. This was during his budget address this week. And certainly housing was something he said he was going to be investing in. But are we doing enough? Especially when you hear that in the last year, we invested 70% more than we had in an 8 year period. But does it really feel like we've created more workforce affordable housing in the state? The average person in Connecticut is going to say probably not. Joining us now is our housing expert here on Melissa in the Morning. Renee Dobus is back from Connecticut Housing Partners. Renee, welcome. What were your thoughts on the governor's address? And do you feel like it's enough to really address the issue of a shortage of housing?
Well, no, we can't build it fast enough. And as fast as they're trying to build, which is about 14,500 units, now our housing shortage has grown to 110,000 units, because what's happening is the 20-year deed restrictions on many of these properties are expiring. And the owners of these properties are now converting them to market rate units, and that's what's happening. And so that was about 20 years ago. The deed restriction used to be 20 years. Now it's 40 years. And so when I was speaking to the Housing Commission, they're really interested in increasing that to 100 years. That's what they were talking about. And so it really is a crisis, and then compounded by the fact, because the governor also said there was about 50 to 60,000 people who moved into the state of Connecticut. And, you know, even for single family homes, we don't have enough housing stock to even provide single family homes. So it's really a challenge. So the Housing Commission, they recognize this as a big problem, and they're really struggling with how do we combat it? How do we deal with it? And so myself and my team, we've been asked by them to put together some proposals of how we can streamline the process, how we can possibly streamline the process through DOH and CHAFA, because now the messaging we're getting from CHAFA is that we can only put in two projects a year, which, you know, is just not enough. And I think it's because they have a staffing problem and they really need to ramp up their staffing. So there's all kinds of different angles at play here. It's not an easy thing to think about, but the fact that they're just focused on it, to me, finally, is good news.
That is good news.
Yeah. So we're going to help them as much as we can to try to, you know, fix this problem.
So, you know, that is, and I want to hear more about your meeting with the Housing Committee, which recently happened, Renee. But I want to go back really quickly to what the governor just said. Last year, we built 70% more housing than just 8 years ago. And yeah. And again, he talks about the Time to Own program, helping over 5,000 first-time homeowners and getting their first home, which, great. Yeah. I think that's wonderful. But I'm sorry, Renee, I have a very hard time understanding who in the world is buying these homes, because the average Connecticut resident I talk to, my age bracket, they are living with their parents longer than they anticipated. They have roommates. They do not have secure housing. And a lot of the times, especially people who are coming from out of state, if they want to return after college or they want to return, you know, wherever they were and they want to return back to where they grew up to be closer to their family, they don't have options. They are not finding affordable workforce housing, which is a huge reason why we can't fill those teacher positions, fill those law enforcement positions, all the shortages we're seeing in healthcare, law enforcement, what have you. A big reason is because there is no affordable housing. So that's fine that we're building these complexes and creating it, but it doesn't seem like the majority of it is actually affordable. And so I don't know how we can tout that we've created more housing opportunities in the last year when it seems like it's really not helping the average Connecticut resident. I don't know if you agree.
I do agree with that. And I'm also seeing homelessness rise as well.
Yes.
Which to me is another key indicator that we don't have enough affordable housing. So I agree wholeheartedly. And I don't have to look far. I can look at my own family and see the struggles that the young people are having. So I agree with you 100%.
So I guess, what did you discuss with the Housing Committee recently? We have Renee Dobas here, who is with the Connecticut Housing Partners CEO. And by the way, Connecticut Housing Partners is a nonprofit that has been here for over three decades, has been doing amazing work creating workforce and affordable housing complexes across the state. And so I like to check in with Renee on a monthly basis to see what's happening with the housing crisis. We've been doing this for over a year now. So you recently met with the Housing Committee. And yes. You feel hopeful. You feel like we could finally see, you know, some major changes that can make a real difference. Talk a little bit more about that, Renee.
Yeah. So first of all, we talked about the streamlining. They're very willing to remove some laws on the books currently that may be barriers, and they could be permanent removal or they could sunset over a period of time. That we talked about, they want to put some kind of trust together where they fund this trust, and this trust would be dedicated to building affordable housing. And we talked about how that trust could be a partnership with all of the banks in the state of Connecticut, because the banks are obligated to provide community resources. And so that would be attractive to the banks because they're trying to figure out, okay, where do we invest these community resources, because they have to have a certain amount that they have to provide, and this could be a one-stop shop for them. It could be very easy for them. So we talked about that, and then they asked me to work with my team and come up with other ideas, and then I will be writing a white paper to them with other ideas of, you know, what we think we can do. So, you know, that's what we're talking about now. I also talked to them about I'm working with a developer who's building a building, and I'm going to buy it from him, and I'm going to be financing it through the Department of Housing. I don't want to say where it is. And right now it was built under 830G, so only 30% of the units are affordable. Yeah. But I'm working with the commissioner, because if we buy it, we're going to turn 80% of those units to affordable.
Yes.
And then this way, you know, I'm buying it, I'm turning it to affordable, and then it's kind of sneaky, isn't it, that, you know, I'm kind of jamming in all these units into this town, but the town will benefit, and, you know, it'll raise their numbers.
Renee Dobas is here, who is our housing expert with Connecticut Housing Partners. And Renee, we were talking about the 830G, which has been controversial. It has been worked on. It feels like session after session, and essentially nothing's really happened. But you feel pretty hopeful in your last meeting with the Housing Committee that they are, you know, looking to kind of think outside of the box a little bit. What about 830G, though? I mean, in really actually getting away from that model and, like you were saying, creating actual affordable units, more of them, the majority of these complexes actually becoming affordable and not just that very low number of 30%.
They are not at the place yet that they want to talk about 830G. And what they're trying to think about is how to get the municipalities to be more compliant and to understand that every municipality in the state of Connecticut has to reach the 10% of affordable units in their communities. And they're frustrated with the municipalities in planning and zoning because they feel that they create an obstacle that's unnecessary. So that's a reason why they don't want to eliminate 830G, because they feel right now that's the only tool they have to make sure that affordable housing will continue in the towns, even though it's not enough. You know, I will still continue to have conversations with them, and we will try to think of other ways to try to make it happen faster. And as I said before, we can't just rely on the state to solve this problem. We all have to chip in and try to solve this problem. Businesses have to cooperate. You know, I'm hoping to get the banking industry to, you know, fund this trust that they want to build so that there's additional funds outside of the state coffers. So we're going to work really hard with them to see what we can come up with this session.
Renee Dobas, we really appreciate getting your expertise on a monthly basis, and certainly the housing crisis continues. So we will see what happens. We'll continue having the talks here on WICC, and we appreciate what you do.
Thank you so much. Good day, everyone.
Thank you. You too. Renee Dobas again, CEO of Connecticut Housing Partners and our housing expert right here on Melissa in the Morning.